Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's good to be in your presence once again, Lord. Thank you for having me once again. Thank you for always being there when I turn my heart to you, when I focus on you and want to meditate on your word and hear you, you're there. Reminds me of the psalmist, you know, if I climb to the heavens, you're there. If I descend in the depths of Sheol, you're there. That wherever I turn, you're always there, Lord. And I make that act of faith. I believe you're present here again. You're always just a thought in a prayer away. So I focus my attention, my mind, like that switch. You know, the electricity is always there. The light can always turn on. It's just a matter of connecting, turning it on, of moving my mind, my heart to you. You're there. And I believe that. I believe you're here once again and want to speak to me. And that leads me to hope and confidence and trust, Lord. I trust in you. I trust in your presence. I trust in your love for me, wanting to speak to me. Trust in your goodness. Like that beautiful song, you're a good, good Father. It's just who you are. And I'm loved by you. And that's my hope, my confidence. It's the truth in which I want to bathe myself in this time of prayer. Your unconditional, unrequited love for me. And I hope in that. Take confidence in that. I love you, Lord. I respond with love through my elections, through my thoughts, through spending this time with you. I want it to be an expression of love for you. Even as limited as I am as a creature. But I ask you to receive this gift of love, my prayer. I humble myself, Lord. I'm just your child coming to you, just a beggar, needy of your grace, just an apostle, disciple coming to sit at your feet and ask you to teach me, to lead me, to guide me, to send me out on your behalf to the world. And I thank you. Thank you that you're always there. Thank you that you give me the dignity of your child, of your apostle and disciple. I thank you for inviting me into your mission. And I turn my attention now to your gospel, to listen from you and to learn. Matthew 13:54-58. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is he not his mother named Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "Prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. Struck Jesus by how what we think we know can limit us. Like really knowing truthfully. Like familiarity can sometimes breed contempt or presumption. The people thought they knew you. They knew your family members. They knew those connected to you. And so therefore they concluded, you know, we know your stock. We know your context. Where then could you have gotten this? You didn't get it from your family. Where's all this mighty deed come from, this words, this wisdom? And their closeness to you was a stumbling block. But partially, Lord, because they didn't know your divine family, your divine identity as the Son of God. And I can wonder why maybe you weren't in your hidden years, your hidden life. You were hidden partially because you hid your wisdom. You hid your power. It was not the time of the proclamation of the kingdom, the extension of the kingdom, the calling and the forming and the sending out. It was not your time. And so you hid that part of you, waiting for it to mature and waiting for God to send you. And so they thought they knew you, but they didn't. Not only did they not know you, they didn't know you, the deepest truth about you. They didn't even know the others, certainly not Mary. And that led them to take offense. I love that word. I wonder what the Greek is and kind of its context. But regardless, not knowing that, not going to take time and try to figure it out now, but just trust the concept is whatever. It was an obstacle to them. The fact they couldn't understand, you couldn't find a valid explanation of where you got all this. That just was like, well, I can't, no. It put them off, as opposed to a humble recognition that, hey, well, maybe we didn't understand you. Maybe we didn't know, because it's evident, wow, this wisdom, this power, like, tell me more. I guess I didn't understand. A humility to accept their limitation, but they were proud and they opposed and say, no, 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 we know. So something doesn't make sense here. And leaned into their own understanding and took offense, as opposed to leaning into what was obvious and evident in your person and humbly being open to learning more. All this, Jesus, is an examination of conscience for myself. How familiar I am with you, and how do I let that familiarity put you in a box and limit the power, the transformative action you want to take. There's probably habits of thinking and judging and doing that limit me, where you'd want to work in a whole new way, want to take our relationship to a whole new level or use me as an instrument in a new way. I limit that because I know our relationship up till now. Pope Francis talks about being open to surprises and that God is a God of surprises. And I think that's a beautiful truth. That means that there's an element of unknown always to God and his power and his plans and what he wants to do. Not because he can't be known, not because we don't have a relationship with him up to now, but because he's, in a sense, in his mysterious power and total otherliness, there's an element that's unknowable until he reveals it, until he acts, until he shows power and does something new. And so I have to be open to that constant revelation of God. So I can stop here and meditate about my relationship with you, Jesus, and what new things you may want to do in and with me. I could also take in the direction of people. Do I put people in a box because I know them? There are ways you want to speak to me, call me to growth through the people that you place in my life who I think I know and understand and so judge and even take offense, their way of being. And don't let them be new, grow, surprise me, reveal themselves in a new way. Not to remain curious and open in my relationships with others. And I know this limits you, Lord. It says he did no work You did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. Another passage says you just healed a few people. Jesus on a bad day can only heal a few folks. Still pretty powerful, but their faith limited him. My lack of faith, or leaning more on my own knowledge than on what you reveal, can limit your power. So I repent, Lord, for any way my attitudes, my pride limits your power. And I ask you to reveal how you do want to work and help me be humble to give you that space. And I take a time for any resolutions, how these truths, these lights can inform my thinking, my speaking, my acting during the day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.